again. I am Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And welcome back to Just Friends.
Yay!
Woo! Today is a very, very special episode. And I have the immense pleasure of introducing the one and only E. Jean Carroll to Just Friends. Banging on the
Yeah.
table. Full disclosure, she was my next door neighbor at my old house in the woods. And I am so thankful to have grown up with this fairy godmother of a role model. If you have turned on the news recently, you've probably seen her name in headlines for suing former President Trump for sexual abuse and defamation. However, her life holds so much more than that. From receiving an SNL Outstanding Writing Emmy nomination in the mid-80s, being the first female contributing editor of Playboy, and with Elle having the longest running advice column in history, she has seemingly done it all. Auntie E, I am so excited to talk about all of this and more with you today. Welcome.
Thank you, Lula. Thank you, Jude.
Woo.
We're all so excited. Okay, how are you today?
I am fabulous today because I'm talking to two of you, and I'm looking at two people who are so full of beans. The two of you, you're just raring to go. You're just raring to go. You got, it's summertime. You got your podcast. You got your summer jobs. You're looking good. You're both looking really good. The summer hair is working for both of you, and you're sitting it, you know, yeah. So let me ask you, Lula, do you have a summertime romance going on this year or not?
I do have a summertime romance, but it's
Oh.
long distance. Oh my God. Yeah, I haven't talked about this on the pod yet.
Oh
Oh, well,
my
let's hear.
gosh. Oh my God. It got so much juicier so much quicker than I expected.
Oh,
Wow.
okay. Wait, Eugene, you have to brace yourself because this
Wait, this
is
is
very different from my former romances. Oh my
this
God,
is
I can't believe I'm
crazy.
saying this.
I've met several of you. The last former was the football star of Nyack High School and a terrific guy. And
Yes.
he was adorable. And I would see young chaps following you around town. You were quite young woman about your hometown. And valedictorian, and I don't, ridiculously, attractive. So who is the latest?
Oh my
Who is the
God, you're making
latest?
me sweat. Now the whole world is gonna hear this crazy intro from you. So I am dating, drum roll, she's doing a drum roll. I have a lovely girlfriend.
The hell out of here! No way!
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Well done.
Thank you. You're gonna have to meet her. She also goes to
Oh,
Yale, but she's on the West Coast right now.
good. I'm glad she goes to Yale. This will be perfect. So you're parted for the summer, so it's getting very hot.
There we go. What a strong beginning.
Oh my
That,
God.
well, you're not gonna ever get stronger than that. Lula's in love. What is better than that? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. And how are you conducting, let me ask you, how are you conducting the long distance romance? How are you?
Ooh, good question. I neither of us like texting that much, which is helpful because I don't think either of us
Good.
feel like pressure to be updating on our phones all the time.
Good, good.
And
Who said, wait, let me ask you a
yes.
question. Who set that ground rule?
I think she was the first to articulate it. I think she was kind of like, I'm a really bad texter. And I was like, great, I don't like texting people a lot. So,
Good,
yeah,
good.
that's all good. We also have the time difference, which is crazy. So it's
Crazy.
mostly like she tells me when she's done with work, she's in a big old 9 to 5. And then we call, and it's lovely.
You sit on the phone, you do FaceTime.
Yeah, we do FaceTime. Sometimes we watch some Succession.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's
Did
great.
like I'm just curious
Yeah.
like how long distance actually worked. Like,
Me
would you just
too.
write p postcards to each other before phones?
Were you in long distance ever, Eugene? No, she's
No.
shaking her head. Wouldn't do it.
No. I think the chaps would, I would drive them so crazy from a long distance, they would come to my house. I mean, they would just drive whatever long distances it would take. They would get in the car and I just, no, never did the long distance thing. No, it takes fortitude and really discipline and imagination.
I don't know. I think it's a good reminder, though, of the whole like being in a relationship takes work and choices daily.
Right.
And yeah, I don't know. All about communication, as always. And I don't just mean the whole like, when are we talking, but like,
Right.
what do we both want? What are the
Wow.
boundaries, et cetera? Yeah, but it's
Really?
great. It's super fun. You'll love her.
Wait a minute, but you talk about all that stuff?
Yes. Very
Why?
open.
Really? Is
Yeah.
it?
Do you think we shouldn't be talking about that stuff?
No, I'm no, it's refreshing.
Oh.
I would bet it's delightful.
It is. It's very refreshing and delightful.
Okay, I have a question though. I have a question. Do you ever
Yeah.
feel, this is to anyone who wants to answer, do you guys ever feel pressure to communicate with your partner though? Like, is there ever a time where it's like, oh, like I'm expected, like there's a rule to communicate, so I feel like I have to, when sometimes
Oh,
it like takes away from
interesting.
just being in the moment and just like feeling the feelings.
That's interesting, Jude.
Do you want to answer, Eugene? Or you want me to answer?
I see where Jude is going, so I sort of agree that you can talk the magic away from if you're ever having problems, to sit and talk about the problems all the time, I think causes problems. But you haven't reached that stage yet, Lula.
No, have not
No.
reached that stage. We're
But
also
what?
new. We're also fairly new. So who knows? This can all be changed. Can adjust everything. But
Well, of course it will change. It will change. It's changing every minute.
right.
You're changing every minute.
My
You know,
goodness.
a poem can change you. Reading a poem can change you, you know, right? And Jude hearing a song can absolutely change you. Now, wait, Jude is sitting there smiling.
I know he's smirking at us.
And so, Jude, let us, where are you right now with your romantic life?
Single and ready to mingle.
Oh,
Ooh.
well, you've got the right job.
Yeah.
He's out meeting people. That's what he's doing.
Talking to a lot of people, but
And how is it going?
not well. I
Why? You're
don't
so
know.
cute.
Aw, thank you.
Your eyebrows alone. I mean, really. I mean, just your eyebrows.
I
You know
was.
what? I would pay thousands of dollars to have your eyebrows. Thousands. Those are
This is.
worth whatever you're paying to.
I don't get. I really don't get this. Because people, a lot of, like, I hear that a lot. Typically,
I'll bet you do.
only from women, really. What is up with that? Like, people think I do my eyebrows.
You have magnificent
What? Like,
eyebrows.
I don't even know what that means. Like, what is a good eyebrow?
What you have is a good eyebrow. You're
Okay.
the model. You're the template,
Thank
Jude.
You're the
I appreciate
model.
it.
Now, can you raise one eyebrow and not the other?
No. No.
There. All right. So, see, here's the thing. He's got mesmerizing eyebrows. I can't go on with this podcast because I'm being mesmerized. Okay. So you're single, and that's an interesting way to spend the summer.
Yeah, I was talking to one of my friends from home about how detrimental I think dating apps have like become, because it's just kind of like
Oh,
something you rely
totally.
on, but they're not actually like they really are. And Lula and I have done a whole episode on how like unfulfilling they are, but
Yes.
I'm really done with them. Like I'm like so like I'm like delete. I'm done. It's so stupid. Like I'm like it's just so it's such a safety net, but it's also like a not good safety net.
Well, How close did you come to finding somebody that you could at least spend an evening with and have?
With the dating app? Oh, I've
Yeah.
gone on dates from a dating app.
And you enjoyed yourself?
Yeah, it feels much more like transactional. Like it feels like
Yeah.
it's like going back to the productivity that Lula and I are always so obsessed with. Like somehow it's become like dating is productive now.
I agree. This whole thing about product, I'm glad you're zeroing in on that in this podcast. Productivity. It's
Yeah.
a bitch.
It's the P word.
I will
It
say.
takes your life. It just takes your life. Who says we have to be so productive? Well, I should hit it, twice a week. I should be out twice a week. Well, maybe I should be out 3 times a week. Well, some people say you should have 99 dates in 1 year. Well, some people say, and they're all awfully cute people on the apps. That's the thing.
But what about the catfishing?
Oh, God. Well, catfishing goes up. Oh, are you guys? No. At your
What?
age, or catfishing is going on at your age?
I think so. Right? Not from me.
Not for me.
But I've definitely, I used to come across some profiles and be like, there's no way. It doesn't add up.
Well, which apps are you on, Jude?
I like Bumble. Bumble's the coolest.
Well, of course you're on Bumble. That's perfect. Of course. Well, what, you wouldn't be, yeah, that's the smart person's. That or Raya. So one of the
Oh
other.
yeah,
Yeah.
that one's crazy.
The
Isn't that the one
celebs.
that's like for select? Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait,
Yeah.
I have to ask because I read Lula's paper that she wrote on you, and she mentioned that you conceived of an app, kind of like a dating app, before the first dating app. And it sounds awesome to me, but I'd love you to like explain it in your own words.
Yeah, it was called Great Great Boyfriends, and it was where women recommended their ex-boyfriends to people. A lot of women, when you break up with a great guy, you just don't get along, different religion, you don't have different goals in life, but he's a great guy, and you do not want a great guy to go to waste.
True.
So we created a website for women to put on their ex-husbands, their ex-boyfriends, and the woman wrote the profile, told you about the guy, and then she put him on the site, and other women would fight to go out with him. It was brilliant. It was
It's
brilliant. It
such a good
really
idea.
worked. It really, because every man came with a woman's stamp of approval. He had been tested. He had been road driven. The woman could tell you everything. Is he allergic to nuts? Well, yes, he is. And I don't want to, So it was very successful, and it really was genuine, no bullshit, the real deal. Yeah, it was great.
I was gonna say it makes it all sound so much more humane. Like I feel like so much of dating apps is like, this could be a robot, or like, who am I talking to? And there's no, having it be someone's ex is like, you're kind of
Yeah.
automatically know that they're real at least.
Yeah, and you can find out, you want to know, is he sexually aggressive? Some women want to know. Some women would like that in a mate, some women don't. So who better to ask than the woman? Your mother put up a profile of one of her friends, Beach Nut, I remember, and I think she's still hearing from women about Beach Nut. He was very popular. She wrote a great profile about him. Beach Nut had the time of his life. He went out and
Oh,
met all
God.
sorts of, yeah.
She's gonna listen to this and be like, "What?
Yeah, your mother
I
really, yeah, she, yeah. I think she put up with several chaps.
I'm sure.
One of them went out with the New York Times writer. Yeah, no, there was, yeah,
Wow.
she had some good friends.
Lula, you gotta write me a post.
Okay,
You gotta
we didn't
recommend
date,
me.
but I'll do it. I'll be like,
So Jude on Bumble. So Jude,
Yeah.
what's your profile on Bumble? Let's hear. What's your name?
Wow, we really open. This has been like the
Come
craziest episode.
on. We're being
Wow,
interviewed.
this is
Come on, Jude.
intense. I feel this is crazy. I'm sorry, mom. Sorry, dad. My friends helped me come up with this. Honestly, I wish I had the creativity to come up with this, but I don't.
Jude's
But
profile is actually really good. We matched when we were at school. Like, still.
oh, really? You
No,
guys matched on Bumble?
not. We were
No, not
already
like that.
friends for like a
Oh.
year, but it was just funny.
We just
Ha
like swipe
ha.
because we knew each other.
Yeah.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
But you
It's
can
a good
see you
profile.
I don't yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't yeah. All
Okay,
I can
let's do
say,
a
oh
reading.
God, I should have kept going. We should have all I can say is that I'm a master of sleight of hand. Lost my virginity at magic camp.
Oh!
My boss listens to this podcast.
You
So
lost your virginity at
I didn't.
magic camp?
I didn't.
It
But
was a lie.
if I did, that would be good, right? But I did go to magic camp.
Yes, I can see that. I just and what do you say you're looking for on Bumble?
I don't even put it, but I
That's
mean,
smart,
yeah.
because who are
Because what
you
if,
to, yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
let them, yeah. Okay, so this is good. And so when you're on the app, what attracts you about other people's
That's the
profiles?
thing. Is
Is
it
this the
so?
smile, the face,
I mean,
the
the thing is it's so hard to like be able to determine if I'm attracted to someone by one or two photos that they selected, right? Like, I first of all need to talk to them because actually, personally, like, I'm not just saying this because like the personality matters. Like, I really do think that like if I want to like engage with someone in any way, shape, and form, I want to actually be able to have a conversation with them first of all. But I'd say like the eyes. I'd say the eyes, like the glimmer in the eyes. Like if they like have life
That's
in
it.
them. But if they don't, like, yikes.
Okay, so Jude, what if you saw a picture of a very, very cute person holding a dead fish up in the air after him? You know, all the fish pictures?
Yeah, but like, no. Like, yeah.
You wouldn't do it, right?
No, I mean, no.
No.
He does not have a dead fish in his profile.
I
I can
don't have that.
attest.
Someone with a puppy.
I mean, yeah, I'm dying
Yeah.
for a dog. Your dog is so adorable. Is
I
your name?
know.
Oh my
Miss
gosh.
Havisham. You heard Jude? Yeah, you're, yeah. She's very, very excited. So it's interesting, the productivity thing and romance has it's squashed a lot of it. It makes you feel bad if you're not out every night meeting the love of your life. Those goddamn dating apps, really, I'm not kidding you. It's rough. It's rough. And there's, well, are you having success in it, June, this summer?
No. But like part of it is 'cause like maybe part of it is like not successful because of reasons that I can't even explain. But I really d think that there's like a part of me that doesn't really want to find success on these apps.
I think that's true.
Like I don't like I've like this is gonna now come off like more self-centered than it is intended to, but like I've matched with people. It's just that like and I've talked to them and then like it's like, okay, like it becomes a job. Like it becomes work to like, oh, I have to message this person back. And like, you like, it's just like, it takes all of the spontaneity, all of the fun, all of the excitement from what it means to have real connection in romance out, right? When it's just like you're texting someone on a screen because you have nothing else to do and you just look at your phone and you open an app and you're bored. Like, that's so sad.
No, Jude, that's it in a nutshell. That was eloquent and absolutely true. Because if, let's say you're on the street, okay, and really attractive person falls down because the heel of their shoe got caught, and you go over and you help, and sudden something in that electricity, just where you go to help lift them up, that's the excitement. You don't feel put upon.
Yeah.
And you get delirious because you really can't think because the person's attractive and you get excited.
Okay, I have to ask you a question that I've been grappling with then. Because I've talked about it with a lot of my friends, okay? And there is a feeling, and I don't want to speak for everyone, but I think that there's a feeling in my generation, which I'm grappling with, which is So I talked to you before we started recording about how, like, when I'm doing customer acquisition this summer, and I feel totally comfortable and I'm in my element to go up to a group of girls, 15 girls, and go and talk to them about my job.
You
Because
bet.
I'd rather do that than talk to 15 guys. I don't feel as comfortable doing that.
Right.
But as soon as in my head it shifts to, oh, I want to ask a girl for her number or tell her that she's really pretty, I'm not like going to be like just in like a polite way and like ask her to go on a date. That's when it's like, oh my God, like paralyzing. And I don't know if it's the dating apps. I don't know if it's partly like this like fear that I'm going to make someone feel uncomfortable. And like I've been like, I don't know what it is. I think that a lot of people are scared about being canceled. I think people are canceled all the time now. And I think that people are so scared that if they do an action and get rejected, that means, oh, I'm gonna get canceled. And it's not, right? Like if you treat people with respect and thoughtfulness, that isn't what people are being canceled for, right? Rejection does not mean canceled. But I think that there's like been this like kind of like people are
Ooh.
feared of that, and I don't really know how to grapple with that.
You don't have to grapple. Grappling is not in your landscape. Forget grapple. You do not look like somebody who would ever make somebody else feel uncomfortable on purpose. You do not have that, does he, Lula?
Not at
You
all.
do not have that demeanor. You don't have to worry about that. You listen, you've got it made. You're just so cute. And you have a darling sort of way of presenting yourself. You don't have to worry about that. If you stumble around and fumble around, that can be attractive. Girls don't mind that. Guys don't mind that if you can't find exactly the right words. And you can always say, look, let's go have some coffee. That's it. You don't have to make a thing about it.
Yeah.
That's it. But that you're flustered, why is that? Because Arthur Schopenhauer said, of course, you're crazed. You're half out of your mind. You're mad because nothing's at stake except the composition of the next generation of the human race. Okay? That's what's going on here. So, of course, he's the one. If ever you feel like you just don't, that you're feeling a little weird about how you feel around romantic situation, read old Artie Schopenhauer. He like lays it out. Of course you're nuts. Of course you're mad. Love drives you fucking nuts. But the reason is the whole human race is at stake. Who
Yeah.
you meet, fall in love with, right? That's it. So that's why, it's crazy making. So I would say, yeah, even though I've created dating apps, I've had two, I'd say stay the hell off apps. You've
Yeah.
got it personally. You don't need the app because you have it personally.
You
Doesn't he,
know,
Lula? He's got it. You got
you've
the
got it,
charm.
Jude.
You know what, y'all? Right
Oh
here, right now.
my God. He's deleting the apps live.
Wow.
Delete that
Good.
one,
Look
and I'm
at
deleting
this.
Hinge too.
Go long hinge.
Done. That feels good. It feels better.
You're free. My God, you're free. That,
Crazy.
now you can have serendipity.
Okay, E, can I pivot to putting you in the hot seat for a sec?
Sure. Pivot,
Okay.
pivot.
Well, related pivot. So clearly, you are very, very wise about love and relationships. I think, at least. I think. And I think a lot of the world thinks you've had a lot of, I want to say success. I don't know. Jude and I have been talking a lot about that word. What does success mean? But generally, I think you've had a lot of success writing about and exploring romance.
Right.
And please correct me if I'm wrong with this info, but I believe this is when you were still writing for Esquire, question mark, that you did this piece. And moved in with all of your exes.
Yeah, I went to visit my ex-boyfriends. What a great. And then and when I went back in time, I only ate the food that I ate during the time.
Oh my gosh.
It was great. Here's a horrible mistake. Never go back.
It was great at the same time.
It was great, but I tortured these people. I really feel bad about it. I
Oh,
mean,
no.
really, no. Well, you when you go back and my former boyfriends, they were exquisite male specimens. I mean, they were Olympic stars. They were professional. They were a dazzling array of very powerful and very attractive men. And then to go back and see them, later, it's just, you can't relive the past. You can't do it. You can't, what if you guys went back and saw the people that you were madly in love with in seventh grade? I mean, really.
Do you have any crazy stories that emerged from
Yes,
that
I have
experience?
one. I think the thing that prompted it was I was in living in Montana with my husband, as far back in the mountains as you could possibly get. Okay, Ennis, Montana. It was in the Spanish Peaks, and my college friend Nancy Kessler was visiting. Nancy Kessler was Miss Chicago. I
Woo!
was Miss Indiana University. And so we were two beauty queens and we were getting back together. Now, Nancy Kessler and I are out in the Spanish Peaks, okay? As far back in civilization as you can get. And we see these horsemen coming down the mountain and coming towards us. And Nancy and I both stood up and we both looked and we both started screaming. It was my college boyfriend coming down the mountain on a horse with his wife.
No way.
Yes, way. We pulled him off his horse and threw him on the ground. It was, yeah. And he was with his wife, who was Kathy, who was the daughter of a Weyerhaeuser who owned half of the West. She was pretty appalled. She turned out to be a lovely woman, very smart. But to see your husband dragged from his horse and thrown to the ground by two ex-beauty queen old women, it was pretty, yes. So when you live long enough and go enough places, you're going to run into some of your old loves. It's going to be great. I look forward to it for you. If there's a world still here, you
Yep.
guys are facing some major bullshit coming up. You know
Yeah.
that.
Yep. It's
Yeah.
very scary.
It's very scary. AI is very scary. Yes.
We've talked about that on the pod.
You have? What are you do? What, let me hear. I
Yeah.
think
Go,
you go.
Jude.
I think the like the very short version of how we feel, and we can go deeper into it, is that Lula and I think are both terrified, and the ways that we're approaching our fear are the opposite. I think
Let me hear. How are you approaching your fear?
she's running away from it, and I'm running right towards it. And I catch myself like I have the same fears that everyone does, but I know that we can't go back to a world where AI is not going to be introduced and is not going to take over in some capacity. And so I am learning how to use it. And I
That's
don't know if
good.
that's the right strategy, but it is a strategy.
Yeah, Lula, have you been on chat? GPT
Yeah,
and
that
yeah.
thing. I went on it, I'll be honest, a few times for some academic questions.
Right, right.
And I found it to be wrong every single time.
Yes, it, yeah.
Yeah, like everything that I asked it, then I would follow up with the, "Are you sure?" And it would say, "My apologies." And then I was like, "Well,
Right.
good to know I cannot cheat because I will be wrong."
Right.
Yeah, super, super scared of it. I'm also just like
Super scared.
generally, I mean, it's just ironic because we're recording a virtual podcast, but generally I'm like trying to be less tech reliant.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the right way to put it, but I'm just generally trying to be more off of screens and more
Very
in the
good, Lula.
moment. Thank you. And I think
You're really living your life.
I'm trying. It's really hard. I think it's hard to, I don't know. It's hard to ever put anything down. Like it feels like doing something wrong. Just because everyone relies so much on technology. And myself included. But yeah, AI is just like not something I have any interest in learning how to manipulate. I don't know.
I read your article where you like took a user's or like a sorry, you took
Oh,
someone's
you saw
question
that. Yeah.
and put it into ChatGPT and then did your own response.
Right.
And it was really interesting because like your writing is so you. Like you can't like ChatGPT couldn't write like that. But it did give an answer that was
Yeah.
reasonable. And so I'm wondering like
Yes.
how are you weighing like writing in the sense of like an art form versus writing in the sense of just like writing content?
Well, you know, it's all in the prompts you give Chat GPT. You know, if you ask it to write an Italian sonnet, it will. I should have just said, just give me the answer and make it rhyme. The chat would have gone out of its way to be more interesting. It is very flat, very dull, and very male. The people who are training chat are men. They get it from Reddit. You know, Wikipedia, it's all male, and the people who are training it are male. It's just, so we're, Lula, we're stuck.
I know. We're stuck.
With, and pretty soon, you know, it's gonna take over the grid, and then it's gonna have, you know, it's only a really a matter of a few years before we are like gonna be the, I hate to say it, you know,
Dot dot dot.
yeah. You know, it's so big that you can't even conceive of it. You know, the super intelligence is right around the corner. General
Yeah.
intelligence is like next week. Super intelligence is, and then I don't know. Well, I guess the good thing would be that we'll be able to load our brains up into the cloud and become even smarter and more brilliant than we are right now. That's the good thing. And here's the thing. Buckminster Fuller said, "The Earth has enough resources that everybody gets food, everybody has clothes, everybody's happy. What stops that from happening is politics. So let's hope maybe AI can solve that problem. I don't know."
Maybe they'll just take over.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on like love in the digital age, specifically with AI. Like I've heard about these apps where you like, and I don't
Yeah.
think they're there yet, but like you can kind of create a digital partner. And like I even like I Lula and I talked about this app on our AI episode called Snack, where you like
Wait a minute.
basically.
I gotta listen to your. Would you send me the link to that? I'd love to
Of
listen to your
course.
AI.
Yeah. Of course.
Wow. We're all on the same wavelength here. This is
Yes.
amazing. Wow.
But there's this app that they're working on where you like basically create your digital profile or avatar, and then your digital avatar goes and talks to other digital avatars, and then it like is like, oh, these are potential good matches for you. Like, what's gonna happen with just like connection in romantic situations with AI? Like, is it this, like, how do you grapple, or not even grapple, but how do you think about that? Like, is everyone just gonna have like a robot girlfriend?
What, I don't know. Why should we judge some people I know who are very into, you know, Second Life and all that stuff? They live for that. That's their lives. They perform, they're singers, they perform on it and they do all that. I don't know. Why are we being so judgy?
Yeah.
I mean, what, we just want the real earthly experience, right? You just got rid of your apps. You just killed your apps.
Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing to me. You are serious. That magic can literally happen to you now. I want to hear from you next month to
Next
see
month,
what
okay.
happened. You could meet a couple of really interesting people between now and then.
I'll keep you up to date.
I have a question for you, Miss Eugene. So I
I have
think.
a question for you,
Oh
Miss
no.
Lula.
Are you going to ask me first?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you first because it's interesting. You're the first person I've asked this question to. Now that I know that you're have a little bit of temerity about the future, how, do you think about having children?
Oh my gosh. Jude and I just recorded an episode on this.
What the fuck is going on?
It's not.
What? What?
It's not even, wait, it's literally coming out this Sunday.
Yeah, this
It's
Sunday.
coming out the
Well, this
25th.
is a good ad for your next
This is a
thing.
great ad. Yeah, it's coming out the 25th. And literally our whole question was like, is it unethical to have children?
Whoa.
Yeah, and we've been thinking and
Wow,
talking
that
about it a
is the
lot.
question.
Yeah, it's very, I mean, I think our whole generation is increasingly kind of straying away from like the norm of like marriage and kids and like the picture perfect family. I think just generally Gen Z is much more like, okay, families and love and having children can look and occur in a bunch of different ways. But
Right.
yeah, I think, I mean, a lot of the episode was about like really being scared of the climate crisis that we are
Oh,
in.
totally.
And that just
Totally.
having children just so exponentially like worsens the state of
Yes.
the world
Yes.
in a lot. I mean, that's a super like generalized statement, but I'm really scared of it. I think there's on the other side of it, what we talked about is like it is the norm at
Yeah.
some point in life to like settle down and have kids.
Right.
And that I think even if you know you think about it critically for a while and are like, I don't think it's ethical or whatever your reasoning is to have children, then I feel like we all might just get stuck in the comparison thing with other people our age and be like, oh, it's time to have kids. I don't
Ooh.
know. But your question to me, I don't know. I feel like there's definitely a part of me that's like, oh, people have kids. That's what they do. And it would be kind of weird to adjust something that's just kind of been like a given in my brain. But
Right.
I've also never felt like actively, I mean, I'm also very young, but I've never felt actively like I want to have kids. I've always been like,
No, I
we'll
don't
see.
remember you ever talking about, I don't remember you playing with dolls.
No.
You didn't have a baby doll. You didn't dress it, take its clothes off, dress it again in the morning, take the clothes off at night, dress it again in the morning, like
No.
many little girls
No.
do,
I
and
love
many
my
little boys
dogs.
too.
I love my pet
Yeah.
dogs.
Yeah, you were not, yeah. Although, yeah, I don't remember you being, yeah, that's
Yeah.
interesting. You had no baby cradles, no shopping thing, no little ovens, none
No.
of that stuff.
I don't think my sister did. I mean, I think Esme and I, who's my younger sister, for the listeners, EG knows that. The
The
fabulous.
fabulous and most glamorous Esme.
Yes. The two of us definitely did like, haha, we're playing house as kids, but it was never like with items. Like, we
No,
never had like
never
a
with
baby.
babies.
Yeah, no.
No.
I mean, I guess that's
Oh.
also, I should probably talk to my parents about that.
Well, yeah, your parents definitely wanted to have, your parents were rock and rollers, Lulu.
I know.
They were just rock and rollers. And you know what? They didn't grow up planning on having children either.
Yeah.
They were rock and roll, and they were hot, and they were great, and they were smart. And their friends were great, and they're living the life. And then Jupiter was conceived. That's what I referred to Lula when she was in the womb as Jupiter, Jupiter. You guys, you got, I don't know. What do you think, Jude? Do you want to have kids?
I lived for most of my life saying no, and I still am struggle to say yes, but they bring a lot of play to your life, and I'm like, I love play, and I think that that's a really
I can
cool
tell.
aspect of it. So
You're gonna have such a good summer. You are gonna meet somebody. I swear to God.
Eugene's convinced. Don't worry. That's all you
I
need.
really am convinced about this. It'll probably be towards the end of the summer, the last week before you have to go back to New Haven.
We're going
Yeah.
abroad. Do you? Yeah, I'm going to Copenhagen.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
Eugene, I'm going to Amsterdam in the
wait.
fall.
Wait a minute. What the hell is going on with you guys? Why are you going? Why are you leaving me? I'm here. Why are you going?
You should come meet us.
What the hell is going on? Why are you going? What's going on?
We're living life. We're trying to follow in your footsteps.
Well, that's what you have to do. You have to live life.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I've always kind of imagined studying abroad for a semester in college. Kind of always just been like, this is the time. This is the
Go do
time.
it.
Yeah.
This is it.
And thankfully and very fortunately, it's working out, knock on wood, that we can both do that.
And what are you studying in Copenhagen, Jake?
I'm actually studying the in specifics the cognitive science of creativity. That's the one I'm most excited about. I'm taking a class.
Yet.
So
It'll be cool.
exciting.
Wow. Can drugs enhance your creativity?
I think psychedelics can. There's been proven like aspects that like psychedelics can increase. There's two different types of creativity from what I understand. There's like creativity of like making connections to abstract concepts. And then there's also creativity in like narrowing a lot of like different ideas into one funnel, like basically like making connections versus like organizing. And I'm pretty sure psychedelics, I'm not positive. So please fact check me if you're gonna start quoting me on this. But like, I think it enhances your ability to make those connections, but it's you struggle to like funnel down and organize. So that creativity is like not enhanced by psilocybin specifically.
Ah, interesting. Good. Cognitive creativity. Okay, so Dickens, let's take Charles Dickens. What he would do is he would walk the streets of London to plot his books. And he plotted much better, just his legs were going like this. That's, it's this weird brain-body connection where I think a lot of creativity comes from. I don't know how you guys are, you're at Yale. I mean, it's one of the world's premier schools. The pressure and the great amount of, well, you all have genius professors, and you got to perform with all these other people in your class who are just as, special as you guys are. Oh my God. Lula, what are you studying in Amsterdam?
I'm studying basically the intersection of the arts and sociology.
What does that mean?
It means like how culture influences art and vice versa.
Oh.
And the world and our different societies. And then I don't know. I think part of the reason I'm specifically interested in Amsterdam is because they're so progressive. Including politically, like not just in whatever the little hipster parts of the city, and just like legally, they're very, very, very ahead of most of the world.
Way.
And yeah, and I'm super interested in like how different, I don't know, factors of society play into like the art that's being produced. And then there's this whole thing with Amsterdam of like, how, like, that happened with the Dutch government. That was like, how much control should the government have over music and like the music industry?
Really?
Yeah,
Wow.
super interesting.
What does
Fingers
that mean?
crossed that I'm
Wow.
getting into that class. Yeah, I think it's just about like,
Wow.
I mean, I think at this point it's gonna have to do with like freedom of speech sort of issues, but just a lot of like separating art and the rest of culture, but then also that's not really. I mean, they're very fundamentally intertwined. I don't know. It's complicated.
Well, you don't know because you're not there yet taking it, but
Exactly.
it's gonna be wow.
Yeah.
And then are you two gonna continue your podcast from that? Yeah.
This is a big announcement. I don't think we've actually talked about it, but yes, we are.
We're gonna do it. You heard it here first.
And who is your audience?
We don't know.
We don't know. We're very big on not looking at who listens and how many people. I think Jude has a little more information than I do because he does more of like the business distribution stuff, but I have like never looked at the number of listeners,
Okay,
et
yeah, and
cetera.
you don't need to. You're performing. You're a
Yeah.
performer.
But
You're a performer.
I
That's it.
think I would say my hypothesis is majorly Yaley's.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I don't think, yeah.
Yeah. I know that my parents listen. I
Well,
know my parents listen, and I know some of my friends listen.
did you
Yeah.
ever have a podcast? Because I feel like you would be like prime for a podcast.
Well, they tried to make me do a podcast, and it's too hard to get listeners.
It's really hard.
It's very hard. And I just didn't, I didn't have the energy to do that. But it's, you know, you have to be talented on at getting listeners. So that I do not have. But the two of you, who to me can do anything, because Jude's falling in love this summer, and Lula's figured out long distance relationships.
You mentioned, like, I forget exactly who was the author who walked down the streets of London to come up with his next stories.
Dickens.
I was curious, like, how do you like creatively come up with what you're going to create next? Like, you've done so many different things. Like, how do you get these ideas? Like, do you have a space, or you just write them all down whenever they do arise? Like, what's your creative process?
Coffee, not being loaded down with bullshit, and being, I think you got to have your feet on the earth and walking around and being clear, you know, just not having anything nip at you, and knowing that it will come, and knowing it is a terrifying fight until it does. You know, it's you just know it's going to come. The muse is going to arrive. She's a little late. Her hair's a mess. She forgot a shoe. But you know she's going to come. If you're sitting there waiting for her, you know she's going to come. Okay? You know it. But you have to be in the fucking chair in front of the computer doing your thing. You got to be there every day. That's it. That's the creative process. That's it. You got to give yourself that 6 hours, that 5 hours, and just wait for her to come. And she will always come if you're there every day. And trying, and you think it's never going to come. This, you're writing, and it sucks, and you know it sucks, and then suddenly it clicks, and you see where you've been heading for 4 or 5 days. So that's basically the creative process is keeping your hind end in the seat, doing the work, and that's it.
Okay, I have another question, like. So from what I understand, your only real job, like job, was at Procter & Gamble. Everything else was kind of like you kind of like created the titles yourself in some capacity. Is that true?
Pretty much, yeah. If you need a job, you create a job.
Okay. Like, I'm obsessed with that idea. But I don't, like, what does that, like, does that, do you like that style of living? Like, is that the right, not the right way to live? I think people have many different ways, but like, what is so compelling? What are the benefits of that? What are the cons of that? And like, as what advice would you give to someone like me who is definitely curious about that style of living?
Well, you're looking around and you see what people need, and then you figure out a way to give it to them in a way that only you can, and boom, you got a business, or you got a way to earn money. You have to have the gnawing, ridiculous ambition to do that. You have to have a little bit of a show off about you, and you both have confidence out the yin yang. This thing about, also, we're very lucky, we're very privileged. We actually have computers, and we actually have a roof over our heads. I'm very thankful for that. But if you need a job, go create it. That's it. You want a job, go make it. Make that job.
I have a question about your Ask E. Jean column. I said this for a sec in my little intro, but this is, right? Longest running advice column in history?
No, currently running. Longest. I think okay. Dear Abby ran longer.
Okay. So currently running. I don't know. When did you realize that you have such a knack for giving good advice? Or did you?
No. I don't have the knack for giving. I just have the knack for making people do what I ask them to tell them to do. I'm enthusiastic, and it's entertaining. But many people give way better advice than I do. But I catch them because I'm enthusiastic and I believe they can do it. I believe they can solve it. And then I tell them two or three things, and that's it. People don't realize that advice columns are pure entertainment. That's what they are. They're not therapy. They're entertainment. People read them and think, thank God, that's not me. Or people read them and say, oh, my God, I had this thing. It's entertainment. So you have to entertain them. That's it. Yeah. Hey, go. The dog being so hungry is the perfect conclusion to this, because your generation is so hungry. And it's so, and you know, you've got so many strokes to get you. Hey, Guff.
Okay, Guff needs attention. I think we can go, right?
Kisses.
Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God.
What a crazy ending. I mean, it's crazy because we planned literally so many different topics, and
I know
she was so quick to like become the interviewer, which I think was interesting.
Yeah,
like were you expecting the speed at which like we became, like I was put in the hot seat and you were put in the hot seat in the first second of the interview.
My fucking sexuality was put in the hot seat in the first second of the interview. I mean, here's the thing, I really get a lot, you know, she called us like great interviewers at the end. I think I really have learned a lot of that from her. She is just insanely charismatic in a hugely like positive way that just kind of makes people feel open to talking, you know? I mean, we've talked about the reason Jude and I were laughing so much at the beginning when she asked me if I was dating anyone is because we've been debating like, are we talking about stuff that's as personal as that on the pod? I mean, now I did. So there you go.
I guess the answer is yes.
But I really think that's something to admire in a human, you know, when they can make people feel comfortable. I mean, you read your fucking dating app profile out
that's
loud.
Crazy.
Like,
that's brutal.
So I don't know. And she had to go feed her dog. I mean, it's as quick as that. She's insanely sharp. She's insanely astute. She's so good at reading people. And I think those are all things to look up to. So to your question, was I expecting to be put in the hot seat so fast? Yes.
Interesting. It feels like she also knows where the story is, which I think
yes.
like that's kind of why I was asking her about like her creative process. It was like, it felt so fluent. Like she wasn't like, she just knew what to ask and where to like prod in a pretty remarkable way.
Yeah. I mean, she just met you on
that was my
camera
first
virtually, and she was like, so Jude, what's in your dating app? what do you like in people? Don't worry, you'll fall in love. That's the other thing, she's so convincing.
Yeah,
she is really, really, so like everything she says I'm like, yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, I will say one thing that just I'm thinking about now is like, we didn't talk at all about like the Trump or the trials, because we weren't really allowed to, right? But like, I think it's interesting because I've watched interviews with her, and like, she is always kind of under the gun in those interviews.
Yeah,
like she has to answer those questions, and she has to be like kind of very thoughtful about how she answers everything. And it was so interesting to see her in this setting where she's like, she took over. She took the control, and it was lovely, right? Like, we haven't had a guest like that, but it was just so different to see her in that form, like in this like kind of like fiery, like passionate, exciting kind of journalist.
Yep. She says what's on her mind, and she says it fast.
And she says it fast.
And it's amazing. I don't know. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, you and I, we prepare for our guest episodes kind of just like with a walkthrough of where we think the conversation will go and like what topics we want to hit. And it's ended up working out for every guest we've had, but
she's special.
She is the anomaly. I mean, I think I was trying to get this across to you when we were planning. I was like, honestly, this is pretty futile.
Useless. No, I
Like,
was
I,
so
yeah.
stressed.
Like, I was like, it's good for us. I think it'll help us. That's why I was like, it's good that we're planning. It'll help get rid of some of the stress.
But it won't be used.
But it won't be like practical.
No.
And I think that is honestly really enjoyable in having a guest. I think this is the first time we were literally interviewed.
Yeah, I've never been sweating like that.
I know, I was like blushing, like
The
actively
whole
got
time.
hot. I had to put my hair up. But I think it's like, it's part of, I think it's really just her curiosity is like so tangible. And that's always something I appreciate, you know? I think it's kind of like we kind of got dished back what we've been
Yeah, what
serving
we've been
out to a
giving
lot of
out.
people. It's so funny because you and I are always like, well, we'll never know what it's like to be a guest. And now it's like,
I feel it. I honestly
oh,
feel it.
I know.
Yeah.
But
Wow.
yeah,
Crazy.
I know.
A
Love
little,
her.
yeah, no, like so fun, so lovely.
Yeah. And I'm
She's,
glad people get to see this side of her.
yeah.
Like, I think that it's impossible to convey her energy to anyone. And I also think because of the position she's in right now in the public eye, it's just overall so serious. And
Yeah.
it's such a serious situation that she is in. And we don't want to get into any legal trouble, so we are not talking about the case. But I just think her personality, her as a human, really had the opportunity to shine through here, which I think is lovely. And I'm really, really happy that she talked to us. Love you, Eugene. I know you're feeding your dogs now, but
Woo. I think that's kind of the hope for this podcast in general too. I mean, I want to like just be a platform where people can like actually be themselves, which is vulnerable and scary, but like
there's an extra level of being scary because it's like, oh, your authentic self is entertainment. You and I, right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I
Oh
really
my
don't
gosh.
feel like I'm putting on a front at all whenever we're recording. Like, sometimes to a fault. Like, sometimes I'll say something and I'm like, oh no, I forgot the mics were on. I'm like, I was just talking to Jude in his dorm room. I mean, now this episode has for real outed us
Yeah,
all.
no,
But anyway,
this is a crazy episode to come out.
I think that's, I don't know. I think that's really admirable in a human when they encourage people to be authentic.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're new to the pod, I am Lula.
And I'm Jude.
And we are just friends. This is just friends. You probably just got the most authentic, raw version of ourselves. If this is your
Unfiltered.
first time listening, totally unfiltered. And that's our whole vibe. We record every Sunday. We talk about everything on our minds.
We talk to cool people and yeah, come tune in every Sunday. Follow us on at the Just Friends Pod Instagram. Woo! Even though Lula and I hate social media, we still post about it.
And TikTok and
and
YouTube.
TikTok and YouTube. This is so bad. We're like so succumbing to the social media.
It's okay.
But
Digital age, baby.
yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun time. You can tune in every Sunday, anywhere you get podcasts. Unwind, relax. I don't know. Listen to us rant. It's a good time.
At least for us. Thanks so much for listening, guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.